Episode 150. Shoot. All right, let's try this. Episode. Okay. Episode 157. Decorative Sixth Toe. This week we talk about what happens when the internet goes out, looking at two mirrors through binoculars, and massage school billboards. You can find us there or there, phone number, all over the place. I think that's it. Thanks for listening. You got one, kid? I'll take that as a no. Thanks for listening.
Another 2 days. Well, shit. No, the kids are going to be here tomorrow. I'm fucked. We'll see how it goes.
I was going to ask you if it would take you longer to beat off to Animal House or Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Oh, boy.
All, like, cheat codes unlocked, whatever the fuck you want. But just out of curiosity between video games.
There's a reasonable chance I've at least attempted Vice City. Which is pretty weird in itself.
I've never...
I won't promise that I've actually came.
Attempted and failed, and
maybe,
ever.
Maybe San Andreas more than Vice City. Do what? Okay.
I've never attempted and failed. I've never been like halfway through and like, you know what? No.
I'm not at boners and start like seeing what's going on though, right?
No. I see what's going on and then finish.
I think I may not have ever stopped beating off without completing, but I know for a fact I've stopped having sex.
Really?
I've done both.
I've only done that one time.
One time I found a, like, I guess, I hope it was a zit on the side of my dick. Like, it had been feeling weird for a while, and then, like, it was beating off, so the skin was all tight. And so, like, I could feel it and sort of look at it, and I popped it and then finished.
Nice.
Swear to God, dude. That's awful
probably,
to say.
Maybe I've been there, too.
I pray to God someone else has been there.
Zits are easier to see when you got a boner. On your boner, at least.
On the shaft, yeah. Never have her on the head.
So gross.
On the head's a problem, right?
It concerned me no matter what. Any sort of irregularity down there. I mean, we've talked, you know, me and you, I go to the doctor.
Right.
Did
you go to the doctor for a boner zit?
Yeah. Right. I popped it and thought, there's no fucking way that's a herpes sore. Like,
I'm all right now.
Wow, that's...
I'll take a water.
Hopefully
if you're
still on the fade-in when... Because that was immediately pimple on the side of my dick. Grammy, Graham, Graham. Wow. All true, though. Nice!
Right out there.
Record-setting podcast. I'll put that up against anybody.
Especially
Pardo,
Bill
bring
Burr.
It. Bring it. I'm not afraid. That is a quick start. Walking the room, yeah. They would be definitely, because Pardo plays it clean, so walking the room would be closer. Do they? I've sort of stopped listening to them, so.
I've only listened to them a few times. It's like, yeah, it's good. You know, but I didn't go back.
And they're, like, about it. You're gross.
Thank you, kind sir.
Gross. That's a quote. this goes out to you walking the room. They're the grossest I know of. That's from a dude who listens to a bunch of podcasts.
I think. I won't make any promises, but I think they're probably the grossest that I know. But
the grossest I know is how it's made. Ooh. No, thank
That's
you.
That's sick.
That's
stuff you should know.
No, how it's made.
Okay. I'm not sure what that means.
Well, hello?
Poop and sausage are not good topics. Maybe not.
Yeah, so sad times when you're out the internet because apparently lightning struck too close to the house.
How close is too close?
Football it was pretty close, wise. Man. Within.
Nice.
Yeah, within a football field. Like, it was... There's a couple that hit probably a block away.
Whoa.
And it was like fucking here.
Within a baseball field for those two, and then
yeah.
That's within a basketball court. Those and are all sports references.
My Nintendo Wii, which is also a sports reference, fucked up my computer monitor.
Sports reference.
Fucked up my video card, which is a
sports reference.
What else did I say? My internet is gone. Out the internet.
Sports reference.
Went and picked up a new modem from the cable company.
All right.
Didn't work.
So, fried part of your computer that connects to the internet?
No. Fried the internet from outside to here.
Oh, really?
I believe so.
So that's on them, though?
Yes.
They give you a new modem?
Yeah, modem's free.
Okay.
Well, you going to get your bill adjusted?
Yes.
Goddamn right you should.
Yeah, I get like $5-$10 off.
Fuck them, though. They have to do that.
Yeah.
It's like not being able to take a shit at this point.
A whole week without the internet, dude, is pretty crazy.
Animal House crazy.
Animal House crazy. Did we get to that part of the conversation?
I don't think so.
No.
I think we just jumped right
when the
in
internet is out, it's sad because the only thing I have to masturbate to is Animal House. There's a scene where they're having a pillow fight, if you haven't seen it. Spoiler.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you're missing out if you haven't seen it because it's good shit.
It's pretty good. And it's a good movie. So check it out. How old are you anyway?
100.
Yeah. My screen's all fucked up though. So if you don't hear this, or if it sounds square, it's because my monitor screen.
If it sounds pixelated. You know why?
How do you describe that? It's not pixelated.
It's not
really.
It's outlined.
It looks crazy.
It's accentuated.
If you look at pixels up close, it does kind of look like that. Like I've seen pictures of cell phone. Pixels, like you'll see some of that expanded, like the retina display, they'll blow it up and you'll be able to see the different colors within a pixel or whatever. And it kind of looks like that, but way bigger.
I think, I don't know. Some
and I'm making the assumption that lightning did it because all this shit, I've turned that shit on since lightning. And I think I turned the monitor on earlier that day. The week could be coincidence. Internet, pretty good chance that I was watching Netflix at the time and it played on for Joe Dirt.
Nice.
Interesting.
Yeah. Fell asleep watching Super Troopers. Joe Dirt was on a thing. I was like, maybe I could fall asleep again. But it played for another minute or two and then stopped.
So after the lightning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So whatever was downloaded, yeah.
And I would say everything is the lightning.
That's my assumption as well.
He doesn't just die. That's cooked.
I wouldn't think
everything.
So
yeah, any electronic disturbance in the house.
Surge protector on everything, except the modem downstairs. But
legit surge protector or just power strip?
No, good.
Okay.
That one's a good $60 one. The one behind me is $80-$100.
Nice.
That sounds like good money well invested.
Yeah, seriously. Which theoretically, I don't know if the time limit is still there. I could call them up and they give me some money.
Really?
You should.
Yeah.
But
I should,
in their defense. I guess if it cooked the internet outside your house.
Yeah. But the internet's only connected to one thing. Well, it's connected to all the things, but not really. And shit is not going to move up Cat 5 cable or through Wi-Fi to fry shit in my house. You know? It all went through the power.
It's on a phone pole somewhere, right? I mean.
Yeah, but it all came through the power line.
Yeah.
Which is social. So.
Yeah,
spend
power.
$460 for a new computer monitor in the form of a new computer, which would be nice. I'm out of hard drive space on this one, so that's good.
And that's still usable.
Kinda, yeah.
I mean, at least as a backup,
Yeah.
have something in two places, don't plug that into the wall, shut it down, and just have it as a sword. Something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Cox. Lightning Cox. Welcome to Snort Coffee. We are live from the parlor. DAHit.com. Woohoo! I'm...
Parlor sounds.
On the east side of Dayton, Ohio? Have we said that lately? I don't think we have.
I think so.
I'm Egghead, and ladies, can't live with them, can ya? That was dumb. We got Silky Smooth.
How's it going?
And Joel Train.
Ladies, can't can them, can ya, without committing a felony, serious probably felonies.
You mean like in mason
like,
jars?
Yeah, like vegetables or fruits.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, probably not.
No offense to fruits.
Right.
Or vegetables. Ugh.
Can't live with them.
It's a fine line. I just focused on the can part. I went dark. You can, but you shouldn't can them. Ladies, you shouldn't can them. That's the one I'm going with.
Okay. What's up, fellas? Came back from the bar. Is that considered a bar? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bar.
Is it a bar? They've got a bar.
It's a restaurant until 6 o'clock at night, and then it's a bar.
How's that?
7 o'clock?
Today's the longest day of the year. Woohoo! Not anymore. Fuck.
Hey, yo,
so
yesterday.
So close.
Today's the second longest day of the year. Is that right? That's right, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Or at least tied for second.
Huh?
Wouldn't it be tied for second with the others?
Right.
Theoretically.
Right. Day before yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, here's a real quick thing that I told Austin at the bar that I was proud of myself for. Like, I've got GoDaddy on my phone, and I'm trying to remember to just have a list in my notes of these.
Yep.
So I want to make sure I read it right. I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
I like this one. Are you giving these away as you say them, though? Okay. So somebody else can go get
it's
it.
It's fine. I'm so confident. They're infinite. All you have to do is put a fucking sentence together that's semi-original. You can go to, like, 32, 64 fucking characters. Yeah. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You could make... If you had a dope tweet, that could probably be a URL.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
TheNicePersonOnTheInternet.com.
The nice person.
The nice person on the internet.com.
I like it. The. You got to say it right, though. Is it T-H-E-E?
No.
Okay.
The nice person on the internet.com.
Free for the pickings.
Is nice guy on the internet.com already gone?
Wait, nice guy on the internet?
Nice guy on the internet is not. Niceguy.com definitely is.
Yeah.
On the internet definitely is. Nice guy in the internet probably is.
On the internet.com is pretty sweet.
The nice person on the internet.com.
The nice person.
Person. Okay. So that's that
the
opens it
nice
up.
Person
the nice
internet.
Person on the internet.com.
You missed.
All right.
We need another com word. We haven't done that in a long time either.
No, because we ran out of words.
Compost.
Compost. Oh. Really? We haven't hit that one?
I don't think
probably
so.
Have, but I'm either. Putting a compost thing in my backyard, so it was online.
I don't think we've used that.
I don't know how we missed that one.
Yes.
Good job. Fuck. You can find us places if I said that. No. Go to there. We're there. And there's a number. Like 937. Some blue jeans and lube. And we speak.
It's our phone number, right?
Yeah. I hope you guys can hear me over this fan.
I can.
You cannot?
I can.
Wait, what?
I can hear you over the fan.
Sweet.
Yeah. You apparently can't hear me over the fan, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got any other internet addresses?
I'll give you another one later after I figure out niceguyontheinternet.com. Because I'm trying to look that up right now.
Yeah, internet, my house.
So, somebody else.
All right. I was worried, or not worried. Yeah. Curious. There you go. That's the word.
That is a word.
If there were no windshields, would insects rule the world? We kill a lot of insects. A lot by windshield.
So small. Not many people hang out in the Amazon where there's shit tons of bugs and not many windshields.
Right. And there's shit tons of bugs.
Shit tons of bugs.
There you go.
Maybe.
You so might those be are something. Their territories where there's too many bugs to even have a car with or without no. windshield.
When there's too many windshields.
Oh, that's where the bugs thin out. So you're saying everything would be like the amp.
That's a good question. I don't know. Chicken egg shit.
So, yeah, I think they would. I mean, really, thousands of pounds of bugs are killed every minute.
On the fucking ground, though. It's so small, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like with just a few, like, Lance Armstrongs turning, like, a turbine in the middle of a field somewhere, cut them down at least 25%.
Does that have to be Lance Armstrong's or just any roided up dude?
Types like that. Yeah. Oh, okay. Roid the fuck out of him. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Which is why I said Lance Armstrong.
Sure.
Roid motherfucker. I listened to something on NPR.
But he's missing a ball, dude. He's got to make up for it. It's okay.
He's what? Oh, missing a ball?
Is he missing a ball? I don't know.
Yes, he's missing a ball.
Like John Crook.
But also, roided out motherfucker when he won all those Tour de France's. I listened to something on NPR, take it or leave it. And they were interviewing a bunch of people and talking about the doping epidemic that was cycling. Baseball got a lot of noise, but nobody gives a fuck about dudes who ride bikes really.
All right.
So they were talking about that, and they said the joke with Lance Armstrong was he always had to have picture frames on whatever hotel room he stayed in because he needed as many places as possible to hang bags for blood doping. So that he would have blood doping is a thing, by the way.
Like replacing your blood with enough
super oxygenated
clean
blood. So right before the race.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I thought it was replacing your blood with enough other blood so that you pass the test.
How much money is that dude making?
A lot.
Not bracelet sales.
Oh, if you not as much certainly.
He's riding mountain bikes now.
So really? Is he just doing it for bracelet sales? Like
I think so.
That's the only thing he's going for.
Well, and he's got a website. I looked up some vegan recipes on his website. They were all right.
Did he charge you?
VegWeb.
That's his website?
That's where I'd go.
VegWeb?
VegWeb. I've been there.
And VegWeb.
Okay. Yeah. VegWeb's awesome.
This is just livestrong.com. And they were fine. They just weren't necessarily tasty. And you can have tastier vegan shit than that.
Livestrong.com? Like, so he's not hiding the roid thing at all, right? Livestrong, here.
Take this. Look strong.
But there's all kinds of crazy steroids like dripping out of the bracelets when you put them on. You're like,
nice.
Slow dose.
I'm getting some then.
I don't like that. Slow dose is a term that I'm using for some slowdose. Time.
Slowdose.com?
Yeah. Slow. Hold on.
Yeah. If I had the internet, I would check.
That's why my fucking phone wasn't working.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to connect to your Wi-Fi.
3G, man.
Gotta switch. Sorry. Nice guy on the internet. I'll check you first.
Would you guys switch out your blood for how much money would it take to switch out your blood on a fairly regular basis and then go do something crazy like ride a bike for 700 miles or whatever they do?
100 grand a year?
Yeah, that's the exact number I was thinking, dude.
It's not really.
A year, perfect. You could talk me into 60. 100 grand is what I would like to see. That's what I think is fair.
Yeah,
but for 60? Yeah, sure.
Doesn't freak you out and switch your blood out, though?
No, not really.
He's making way more money off that than from the bracelets, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that's what he's making. Like, do the expenses come out of my 100 grand? Because blood's got to be pricey.
No, I don't
know. No, okay. That's like what your net profit.
What? Yeah.
No, okay. Then you could talk me down to 80. Because it seems like a lot of trouble, needles, shit like that.
I don't know that I want to switch out my blood that often.
Why not?
I like my blood where it is, man. You want to put? I want to put this.
You're afraid of a little extra.
Rose,
yeah.
Know what they're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got a team of people replacing your blood.
Does that really happen though? Like that's a real thing.
Regardless
of whether it's his deal or not.
Yeah.
Right.
And here was the best evidence that I ever heard, and it's totally circumstantial, right?
Circumstantial.
Circumstantial evidence. for Lance Armstrong. There were like six dudes that were winning Tour de France's and racing crazy on bikes in Europe that were caught doping.
Okay.
During his reign. Okay. So it's almost like the Barry Bonds thing. Like, if you were even in contention,
yeah,
fucking probably.
Yeah.
Everybody's right. Doing it. How are you keeping up?
That's how you dope, though? It? Like, that's how you do it as a biker, is you switch your blood out?
That's one of the ways
I don't
to
know.
Dope.
Really?
That's one of the ways to dope. That's
just crazy. Highly oxygenated blood?
Specifically in cycling. That's uh-huh. The only place that I've heard about it. But, yeah.
What about scuba diving? Or, like, professional free diving? Like, I'm going to oxygenate the shit out of my
blood. And then set a world record. And then just dip down.
Just been down there for, like, 45 minutes.
What the fuck?
Then you got super diving money.
Can you make bracelet money from super diving money?
I'm sure. This bracelet has been on the bottom of the Marianas Trench.
Fucking, can we revisit my selling my car?
I didn't realize you sold your car. By the way, nice guy on theinternet.com.
Available.
$12.99.
All
right. On sale. Go pick it up.
You can probably find it cheaper.
On sale by meaning $3 more expensive than I pay for any other website?
Slow dose.
Okay. Slow dose? What are you selling on Slow Dose?
The fucking Live Strong bracelets laced with fucking steroids.
All right.
D-O-S-E, right?
Yeah, I'm going bracelet money if I can.
Okay.
Seems like a good plan.
How much do you get out of each one of those? You know, what are you buying for? $2-3? Where the hell? That's actually another question. I've never seen one of these bracelets for sale. No, I've only seen them on people.
Yeah.
Where the fuck do they come from?
Like magic.
Slowdose.com is not available.
Oh, you got to go to that website. What the hell is the website? If it's Lance Armstrong bracelets, I'm going to slip out.
Hold on. Internet guy checking it on his phone right now. I guess that's my new role for the time being.
You knew I fucking sold my car, dude. Civic's gone.
I did not know.
Sold it to Ryan's girlfriend.
Is that still the Asian chick from the place? Or
no.
Different?
Okay. No, different. Kind of Asian chick, but not from the place.
Ryan's into Asian chicks.
Bought my Civic for $700. Got up to Route 70, which is about 20 miles from here, a little less. Car broke down after she gives me $700 for it, right?
I'm stomping on the ground and congratulations for your economic win. You meant no harm. She knew what she was doing. It was $700.
Right.
$700.
You can't, like...
If it leaves the driveway.
Felt good about it, and then boom. That's what $700 buys.
I asked for $1,000. She had $700 on her. When I heard that, I was like,
"You know what I think this is? 300. Low dose.
Update on slowdose.com?
Yeah, I think it's owned by somebody who also has low dose.
Oh.
Like low dose aspirin or like.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Slow release.
That's gross, dude.
It's hot.
So she has to get a towed or whatever from 70. Can't get it working. I see them a couple weeks later at the Frickers. She's like, I was like, hey, what's up with that car? Because I was pretty worked up about it when I heard it broke down. Like,
that was awful.
That was my fucking car, man. Yeah. I sold her for $1,400. I was like, oh, fuck.
Bitch, give me the rest of my money, I guess.
God damn it, yeah.
So did you get the other 300?
No, no, no.
Good for her. Yeah,
exactly.
It is good for her.
Sold her $1,400.
But she still owes you $300.
She owes you a beer the next time you guys see each other somewhere. Like,
yeah, that might be about right.
Yeah. But good for her. God bless.
Still doesn't seem right that she gets to double her money in 3 weeks.
I think she's done on at least one other car.
Really?
Like she flipped a car, yeah, for another one she doubled up on or something.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's such a good game to run. Like, to know what a car, not a house, it's not as expensive as a house. Like, it's a lower
right
economic status in terms of gambling. But, you can flip that shit. They didn't flip this house to be able to look at a car and say, that's nice, and you can sell that for, that's $600.
Just find somebody give me a couple hundred extra bucks for that.
To be able to pick it out like
that. Welcome to every used car dealer's job. I mean... go to an auction and like, but you don't even have to know. You just have to bring your phone with you and look it up real quick.
Yeah.
Like, okay. And know what scrap values are and stuff. Like, okay, I've got a tow truck or access to it. Any cars were 300 at the scrap yard, yeah, whatever the. Oh, Joel just found a part-time job.
There you go, dude.
I just made, the last car decision I made was a bad decision.
Really?
I sold my dear, dear friend Mike, and I'm not upset about it. Mike Pants, he's been on the show before. Sold him my purple truck, Grimace, and he's still riding it, and it's been like a year
really,
and a half.
Still driving it,
and I sold it to him for like $600 or something.
Nice.
Like, nothing. And he's going deep on that son of a bitch. And I'm happy to, like, I'm mixed emotions. Like,
sure.
Happy to still see it running, but like, fuck, every
but at the same time,
fucking thing over here.
You're making a car payment.
Yeah, could not be making a car payment.
Yeah.
Sweet.
As you had to put money into it.
A starter.
Yeah.
So there's $300.
If, yeah.
Yeah. It sucks.
A starter, and I think some exhaust work. So total $300 probably.
Yeah, there you go.
Gas, oil, maybe tires, brakes, but
nothing. Well, those don't count.
Yeah.
Right.
That's sweet.
Not for me.
Nope. Have you guys ever taken binoculars into a room with two mirrors?
No.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it does.
No, I've never done that.
I don't know what happens.
Your eyes implode.
No.
Really?
It's awesome.
No. Your brain implodes?
No. It's just awesome.
Okay.
I think it's just awesome.
How little until it gets, like, how little until the mirror becomes the pixelated part?
Never.
As
really? Never?
Good as your eyes can see.
Really? Is it serious? Like,
how are we going to measure this? Like, in numbers, number of times, depth of reflection you can see?
Yeah. How do you even set it up to, like, get
I can
more
set it
than,
up right now. Like,
right, but I mean,
30 seconds I can have it set up.
Set it up.
Really?
I guess.
Sure.
30 right. seconds? Yeah.
Yeah.
Set it up.
You're being timed. I'm going to count it out. And it'll be the
1001.
Worst. I won't subject that to our listeners to that.
Talk us through this, Matt.
Probably
1003.
Not. 1003. Yeah.
1004.
How's that for witty banter in between seconds?
1005.
Huh? Yeah.
1006. Take it, Matt.
Where, Matt?
1007. Take it, Matt.
What, 1008 or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are we just going back and forth?
No, you go now and I'll talk because you couldn't
fucking talk. 1009.
It's probably 10 by now.
Yeah.
Still.
1010.
Making progress.
Yeah.
Going to the bathroom. I don't know why he's going.
1012.
That's how much time he feels like he has. He's like, I'm going to take a dump. I'll be back.
I've got time to spare.
Get the binoculars and mirror at the ready. He's already got one in the room, so he's only got one mirror to go.
And he had binoculars in his hand, right?
I need a footstool? No, I'm at least tall enough to do it.
The angles might cause trouble.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
What I'm thinking, like, yeah. How do you figure
they
out
need
the
to be parallel.
Infinitely,
yeah.
Like, and not just times 10,
yeah.
Plus 2.
Yeah.
All right.
The angle figure out.
Tried to have a drink of the
microphone. Of the microphone. Not as tasty.
Oh, shit.
40.
Is it physics question of the week?
Physics experiment of the week.
Yeah, first physics experiment. This is the inaugural physics experiment of the week.
Yeah. If you can see into another dimension, I'm going to be freaked out.
Episodes? We're 300 episodes in.
Are we?
At least.
Sure.
I think, right?
300?
Austin, how many episodes in?
Like 125.
How many episodes are we in?
150 next week.
Oh. See, I told you.
That was a lot closer.
Close.
And I didn't go over. Price is Right rules.
No, Price is Right rules, which is how I always default.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. It's the only way, like, it's what everybody knows.
Thank you,
if
Price is Right.
To a Canadian? I don't know. I'm willing to listen.
I'm going
to
say Canadians no. But
Canadians,
I'm going to.
Yes. And
yeah,
like
Northern
Mexicans,
Europeans,
no.
Yeah, Mexicans.
Yes.
Yeah, I say no problem, Mexicans.
Yeah, okay.
There's got to be a Mexican Price is Right.
North Americans and then European, African, Chinese, Asian, all the, you know.
Yeah, all the major.
I think that's
okay. Great. So everybody knows?
Physics question.
I would like to play some Mexican Price is Right. I got a feeling I would do very poorly.
Everything.
Like, how much is that Fanta?
Shows that I've seen, I like because they're just higher pace.
Yeah.
Everything's like, oh. They're
well,
about it.
Like, it takes a lot.
Did we abandon this? Where's
too
the
many
fuck?
Angles.
I can't
get it right, so my 30 seconds was off, I guess. Maybe.
Stop counting.
Yeah.
So you were trying to set it up, like, through rooms and shit? Like, to make, like, a circle of mirrors?
Oh, that'd be more badass.
The top of the toilet tank to the mirror right behind it.
So,
but you can't
a
get
triangle,
the angle just right.
Two sides of a triangle.
Not at all.
Two sides of a triangle.
That's what I thought.
Just parallel walls.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I see it. Yeah. Sorry.
So if I hold that mirror up over there, you're okay.
Huh?
If I hold that mirror up over there.
Yes, and look back and forth through that.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know how close it's got to be. Do you really see for, like, how is a mirror?
It's infinite.
Photo quality? Yes. Like film quality? Like
yeah.
Film?
Yeah. It's
so
100.
It's
human vision quality.
Really?
But
sure.
It's based on the angle. Like, it goes infinitely, but eventually you're going to be looking off to one side or the other.
Oh, because the angle can't be perfect.
Out, I would imagine, right?
Just because you can't make that angle perfect.
You can't
forever,
look straight through your eyes.
Huh.
Oh, and you have to be off to the side.
Yeah.
Don't see the devil. That's a heavy mirror.
Yeah, it's a mirror, dude.
Did you say, yeah, that's a mirror?
Yeah. It's pretty heavy. And watch out for the fan.
The third mirror in existence.
All right, I'll talk us through this because I don't want to hold that mirror or...
I don't blame you.
It might be, yeah, helpful. Yeah. It'd be a little more comfortable for Matt. Nice. I want to sneak up and try to see a little bit. Checking things out. It's so... It's a nice frame, though. Ornate frame. Okay. Taking a look at it the other way. No way.
Oh my god.
Austin's holding his mouth up, his fist up to his mouth. He's going to puke. He's all right. Second look.
The third one is hard to see.
Okay, he's going with less light.
All right, so living room is like 12 feet wide at this point. Joel's going to take a look in the mirror, physics question of the week, and I did not expect to be that creeped out by looking at my own self in binoculars. Matt's holding the mirror on the east side of the living room wall, and Joel's looking in a big mirror that's almost too high on the west side of the room.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't remember which. It's weird.
I have your reaction.
I didn't see very far, but it's crazy to see yourself looking at your own eyes through the mirror.
Oh, shit, I'm not tall enough to do this.
Yeah, and beware of the fan again.
But beware of standing on your table?
No, that part's fine. Just watch out. Don't stick your head in the fan. You're close. Top thing, but it's not going to look that great, probably.
Yours is foggy too?
Yeah. Yeah. I was totally weirded out by seeing myself, like, looking at myself. I forgot it was actually a mirror, and I was looking at it through binoculars, and then, like, whoa, who's that dude? Yeah.
I don't know. I was surprised when I first got the big picture of me, or the biggest picture of me.
Second one's weird.
How far? Yeah, the second one's pretty strange as well. Try this at home, gang. If you guys got two mirrors... Set it up, because it's weird. Make sure you got binoculars, because it, like, changes things.
Bird binoculars.
Yeah, like bird watching binoculars. Yeah,
that's all you need.
Yeah.
You're not sniping anything. Just broke your mirror, probably.
That'd be sweet. I'll do that rather than a TV.
Okay.
TV's
going to lose.
Yeah. That will break a mirror pretty quickly. That's weird. Okay. So that's what happens if you look in the mirror. We need to.
Your brain fully implodes.
It might. We need to optimize some conditions, I believe.
Yes.
To really get the full effect of that.
Yes.
Yeah, you need clean mirrors.
A little closer together, bigger.
And then, figure out that angle. I think probably closer together.
Closer together is probably pretty good, because then you double up or triple up. Or I don't know how many times it takes to get there.
Oh, you know where you need to be? Your bathroom. You need 8-inch, like 8-inch square mirrors.
There you go.
And just hang them in that bathroom, because those walls are what? 3 feet and a half?
And the side ones are only...
Yeah, those are the ones we're talking about.
Yeah.
Just stand in front of the toilet and look to the side.
That would be cool.
With binoculars would freak your mind.
Well, how much... Your face is going to take up a lot of that.
You might not be able to focus with binoculars.
Yeah.
See that too.
Maybe you have to be farther apart.
No, you focus eight reflections back.
There you go.
Oh, so crazy. This is an excellent physics question.
It really is. It's a good one.
I guess you could focus eight mirrors back, because totally it's do. Like you're looking distance.
No, it's all that same distance, though.
No, it's not.
I don't
think it is. I think you're looking at the distance times itself, times itself, times itself, times itself.
Yeah, I agree.
Plus itself. I don't know about times itself, but every time you see the number two reflection...
I don't think so, because
if the room is
still...
2 feet wide, you're looking... Let's say you're a foot away.
So right.
You're looking 1 foot into the first reflection.
Right.
3 feet into the second reflection. 5 feet into the third. Yeah, you
everything,
totally are.
Everything is based on the first foot. That's the point you're focusing on. It doesn't fall into the wall. The only actual visual point that exists in terms of like focus and depth of field, and Matt, I'm hoping for some backup on this, would be that point. Like, you don't get to go...
Why do you have to focus on a physical plane in that?
Because that's how sight works, I think.
You're kind of right, because even all you're focusing on is smaller.
Right.
Potentially. God damn it, I don't know that that's right.
I think it's right. I'm going with right.
Because
I said it. But... physics question of the week. I love it.
It's a really good one.
Need some further investigation.
I think I'm right.
That you can focus eight mirrors back?
Yeah, I think you're...
I think so, too. I don't quite know why.
It's okay.
Image at all, but, or clarity of image. Like, the image has got to be as crystal clear as it can be. And does that happen as deep into a mirror as you can get?
I would imagine that happens as deep into a mirror as you
can. Yeah.
Now, is it...
I don't think the image degrades.
Do what?
I don't think the image degrades with each.
Okay, but... Okay, so the question becomes, can you focus on the second image?
Right.
On the second reflection.
Right, and I don't know.
I'm saying focusing on the first reflection is focusing on the second reflection.
Third
reflection.
Okay, I can
if
buy that.
If you're close enough...
Is there a visual difference between the first and second reflection?
Yeah, bigger. The same, it's magnified all at the same time.
Just bigger,
so
still crystal clear.
Right. Yeah.
Just the way it would be without.
I agree, Yeah, I think Joel's right. I think you're going to have to focus on the first one. Because there's, it's gonna shit. I can't explain why, but I think Joel's right. I've switched completely.
Well, it's why, because it's only the object that you're looking at is only a foot away.
Right.
That
and
part
it's all
makes
based
sense,
on that.
But I don't know if it makes sense that it doesn't get. I don't know. That's tough.
I think you need an experiment, and I think you need to probably have several. Because I didn't feel like I could focus with those fucking things, and even with the cloudy mirror.
Yeah.
So I think you need clean mirrors, and I could totally be wrong, but I think we're a couple assholes. We're three assholes. We're not going to figure
we're not going to figure this out.
But if even three assholes, such as ourselves, put 15 minutes of work, which we're not going to do right now, into this, you can figure it out. But I think I'm right, and you think you're right, and that's what makes it fun.
You might be right.
I think the mirror's going to have to be further apart because the binoculars can't focus that close.
It'd be tough to find a pair of binoculars that focus that close.
Right.
You're better off with a microscope. Fun times too, but you'd need a crazy microscope, right?
It'd be a crazy microscope, yeah.
You'd have to have a huge microscope and like then a mirror. Oh, let's just go with binoculars. It needs to be further apart.
I might be able to work. Yeah, I might be able to work microscope mirrors, but the mirrors would only be like...
An inch diameter.
An inch apart.
Oh, well, it's going to make it really
right?
hard to get in. There. Oh, but just being able to determine whether or not you could focus on the one.
I think it would be the same.
But you'd only be looking at reflections of mirrors.
And 100 yards apart.
It'd be hard to figure out.
100 yards apart would be crazy.
And big-ass mirrors. Big just to make it easier.
Dope-ass, like, combat marine fucking binoculars.
Telescope at some point.
Yeah, some telescopic binoculars or whatever. Ooh, yeah, telescope, even better. Drop binoculars. Go telescope. Put the mirror on the moon.
That'd be pretty sweet to see a reflection of yourself on the moon.
Yeah, it would.
That'd be all right.
All right, NASA, get on that shit. Let us know.
We got all their funding. We got all their funding.
There's a
good... They still got mirror money.
There's a good stuff you should know of fractals, which is basically what we're talking about. Yeah. Listen to it.
Oh, speaking, do you mind if I plug a podcast real quick?
I do not.
So, you know how we've talked about, like, naughty language?
Okay.
We've had those discussions in the recent past about, like...
okay. Faggot and nigger and kike and retard. I've heard retard 3 times this week.
I'm having trouble. Just talking about...
Faggot, not at all. Nigger, none.
Of course.
Cunt?
Cunt a bunch, but not in
not in a cunty way.
And somebody else discussing this that I don't remember who. Sorry, go ahead. Stuff we shouldn't say.
Stuff we shouldn't say.
There's got to be a better.
I gotta look this up specifically.
There's got to be a better name for that. Right?
Todd Glass did a special episode. You guys know I love
Todd
Glass.
Stuff you shouldn't say.
I'm going
on empathy classes.
Absolutely. I'm down with empathy classes. I love Todd Glass. I'm going to Bloomington, Indiana.
Really?
This coming weekend, camping out, seeing the first, what I think will be the first live podcast, hopefully the first of many, and stand up show. Todd Glass, Bloomington, Indiana, Comedy Attic. It's too late to get tickets. It's already sold out. I doubt that. Probably. I don't know. He did a special episode where he, like, answered a bunch of gay emails, right? From, like, people, like, talking about, like,
okay.
He came out on the Mark Maron show, blah, da, 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 da. I want to make this quick. Which
too late.
Is not happening so far. The Todd Glass Show, the name of the episode is a super serious bonus episode. And then I wrote, regarding the retard / fag shit we've spoken of, it's... only a juxtaposition, this is a quote from the show, it's only a juxtaposition if someone knows your position. There's a pro-gay 1930s Woody Guthrie song at the end. And Woody Guthrie, if you like, you know, super communist folk music, he's good. He really is good. It's like...
Yeah, yeah. This land is queer land, yeah. this land is gay land.
He didn't, that's...
From San Francisco to...
The remix is his, and the original is his. In both cases. So that's all I wanted to say. They weigh in on it, and I felt like...
I don't know that what juxtaposition means in that sense.
Well, they're saying that the comedy of anything funny out of saying, like, retard or fag...
Sure.
Would be said from the, like, could you imagine if I was an asshole who would say this shit? Is essentially, you know what I mean? Like, so your friends know, that guy didn't hate gay people or hate black
people. So it's okay, like, if he calls people fags.
To us, like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, within a crew, and that's what they're saying is, the only place that's funny is with your friends, and you have to know when you use that, which I thought, and they said a lot of other things, but this is the one I latched onto and thought about our talks. So, they were saying it's only funny if you're with people that you know and trust, and they know you, and it's not going... You know what I mean? Like...
Bullshit. I still disagree.
I'm not saying let's discuss it.
Yeah, I know. It's always funny, right? Huh? That's what you say, right?
Yes, I'm saying it's always funny.
Always funny.
Always hilarious. Say nigger. Always.
That nigger, cunt, retard, faggot, dude.
I still can't really express what I mean by it. Like, I don't know. We don't need to get into that shit.
Right. I just meant it because it was a podcast thing, and I wanted to get it out of my notes. Because we've all got notes now. I like the two, not to talk shop, but...
I like talking shop.
I sort of like this, even though it's not working out yet.
Not that we've gotten the flow quite yet, but yeah. It is nice to have information to talk about.
And it's nice more often.
Yeah.
To be... A month is long enough for me to forget it.
Bi-monthly is,
even though we're not bi-monthly at all. will have to be in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
But
how about a car wash, like the fundraiser car wash? That, you know, you've seen the ones where you like drive back off the main road a bit to get to the car wash, whatever.
All
right.
You
go and,
right.
Like, get your car washed. You get there, just one creepy dude in like cut off jeans, no shirt.
Okay. That's about how it goes.
Will you go and use that car wash?
Yeah. Really? It's the car wash.
What, free car wash? Like donations only?
It's donation based, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a $5 car wash.
Hey.
Alright.
If you choose.
What if he's really creepy though? Like,
right. Pressing his nude man boobs against your window while he's without washing?
Doubt, yeah. Oh, he didn't say he was overweight.
Yeah.
I just assumed.
I didn't picture
then I'm out.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, no.
If he's overweight, I'm out. If he's like healthy, then I'm sure. $5, absolutely. I don't care how weird you are, but I don't want to see overweight.
I thought that would be weird.
What about Harry?
I saw.
Are you okay with Harry?
Harry, yeah.
Cool Hand right. Luke, and then
yeah.
I imagined that scene with an overweight person.
Uh huh.
No.
Which scene?
If you don't know Cool Hand Luke well
I've
enough
seen
to
it
know
like,
the car wash scene,
oh.
then you don't have beat-off material in your fucking house that's on DVD. Right,
really?
Because it is the tits, dude.
Really? Really?
It is amazing.
Never heard of it.
This chick in like
you're
cut
into
off
Paul Newman.
T-shirt, and she's pressing, like, all these dudes are on the line, like, working, digging okay. ditches in prison, right?
Right.
She is washing her car,
oh,
and they all
yeah.
talk about, like, this chick is just begging all of us people who can't fuck her
yeah.
to fuck her.
Yeah.
It's, you could beat off and, me personally, 3:45.
3 hours and
erection
45
to
minutes?
Completion,
ouch.
3:45.
That's a long time.
No, 3 minutes and 45 seconds. I don't even make it to the end of the scene.
Oh, okay.
Don't even make it to the end of the scene.
Timing is weird. I don't think I've ever timed it.
I know the ballpark. I'm just, like, I'm setting a safe number.
All
right. I had a pimple on the side of my dick at the beginning of this episode. Remember that? Oh, no, it may have
it's
been
gone
in the,
away
in the
already.
Warm-off. So maybe people, maybe Graham missed it.
Yeah. Damn it. So, yeah, whatever. That was a dumb note. Matt, you got anything?
None that I remember.
I accidentally just went to the nice person on the internet.com and it said cannot open page because it's still available.
What?
The nice person on the internet.com. Oh, you guys said you wanted another one.
Yeah, bring it.
Oh. This will match. What was the one? Slow Dose was our
yeah,
one we tried earlier. How about Loose Poops? Loosepoops.com.
Available?
Totally available
no
on the
way.
Internet. I'm checking it right now.
Oh,
I already checked it earlier. Cannot open page.
Oh,
Ba-ba-boo-yow.
Loose poops.
That's not even that long.
Oh, it's great.
That's not even a sentence.
That's a really good one.
It's the most disgusting website.
I thought about when I was doing those improv classes at Columbus. That was the only improv group name that I could remember that I suggested.
No way.
Yeah, sweet. We're the Loose Poops.
That's pretty sweet.
Oh,
how do I make your phone come back?
Top button.
There's no buttons on top.
Yeah, there's.
I forgot. That was a golden one. I shouldn't even have shared. I should have held that back. Loose Poops. Way better than the nice person on the internet. There's so many URLs available, man.
Seriously.
ESPN sucks my big dick.com. I don't think you can fuck with like corporate names.
I think you can.
So
I think that's what we ran into with that Lodos thing.
I
think that they have like a team of people that are like, think of a funny sentence with our name in it and
right.
take it. It's fucking $12.99.
Right. Yeah. That definitely happens
or
because
have them go to ESPN.
When I worked at Lowe's, I thought, oh wow, what a great website, LowesBlows.com.
Of course. Redirect.
Go there and they own it.
Yeah.
Look up the who is.
Who is?
Yeah. And it's like Lowe's Corporate, whatever. Like, whoa.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised. Like, I figured they paid somebody. Somebody had that, and they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, maybe.
Because this was a while ago. This is probably 10 years ago.
Like, you remember they talked about, like, the tech boom, the tech bubble? the true, like, for people like us that don't have dick, we have $12.99, we don't have $1,200
right,
to throw around in the stock market. The real tech bubble was squatters, man.
Hell yeah.
Squatters' rights.
Yeah.
Come pay me and not be a dick about it. You know what I mean? Like, because I feel like people that were a dick about it, they were just, I feel like there were almost different ways of handling it, unless it was super good.
Yeah.
ESPG.
Anybody that had
for
a
example.
Good. Anybody who's smart enough to buy a good domain name shouldn't have any money problems now.
Or they have a drug addiction problem. Right,
yeah. It's possible too.
You guys, everybody lives in Dayton, the Dayton area, right?
I live in the Dayton area.
All right. We have a
East Dayton,
quote unquote, school in the area. The
that's North Dayton.
Really?
Well, I felt like we all sort of geolocated.
Right. The School of Medical Massage. Everybody familiar?
Heard of it.
Yep.
All right. Have you seen their billboards?
Pay for happy endings.
Exactly. Right.
I haven't seen any billboards. Really?
Well, they have this.
I've seen a real board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They have a chick lying on a table with a smile and a whole bunch of side boob showing.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Like a whole bunch, like right to the nipple, side boob showing.
Like, yeah.
Like pretty, they're the hottest. Yeah. Talk about jerk off material. You just need to drive down the fucking highway.
Yeah.
Well, apparently I wasn't the only person to notice. And matter of fact, my wife did. And she said, hey, did you see all that side boob? And I said, yes. Yes, side I boob. Did.
Lots of side boob.
Lots like, of side boob.
Just on the side of the road.
Yep.
Like, and I've probably seen like stripper signs or something that's like, wearing a pretty tiny bikini or whatever.
Yeah, they got Vans, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah.
The fucking Stripper Vegas Vans. Trucks and shit were pretty...
I heard serious. Dayton was, like, one of the best places in the nation.
For what?
For what?
For strip clubs, dude.
Bullshit. Hey. That can't be
There's
true,
no
can
way.
It?
I don't know.
That's sad.
This is the saddest fucking place I've ever heard.
The saddest country ever.
Yeah. There's certainly a lot of them.
There's a lot of them, but none of them are good.
There's a lot of them. I think maybe they won
the quantity.
Sorry
if you're a listener.
Okay, maybe the quantity, quality, not quality category. Well,
if we have any
stranger.
We should say if we have any listeners that are strippers. Like,
that's
you
cool.
You might be all right, though. Yeah. Like, you're probably hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I'm sure if you're smart enough to listen to this and strip, you're going to be hot.
Let us know, because that'd be interesting.
Most strippers are attractive. I mean...
I think most is.
Well,
no, I don't
agree, people, man. Honestly,
maybe they're attractive on the inside.
Enough, like, it could be attractive on the inside.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Everybody's
once person. You get to know them, you're like, oh, you know what? I'll let you take your clothes off.
Let
for
me set
me.
Up some mirrors. Like, really see your insides. Okay.
Yeah. So even stranger, I was not the only person to notice this. Apparently, it caught somebody else's attention because approximately 2-3 weeks after they went up, they were all painted over. The side boob was painted over to make it look as though it was just table and a little bit of shadow.
I vaguely remember seeing side boob get less.
Yeah. It went from like, whoa, to, oh. Huh. Yeah, it was kind of really disappointing.
I think the side of the boob.
Yeah.
I think I only saw
sure
a sign
happy about
maybe
it.
3 times.
Pre-painted?
One time, I think the first time I saw it, I was like, wow, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the next time, like, I didn't really notice.
So this isn't
there
the
you go,
visual
got
sign
painted over.
35.
No. No, this was a legitimate old school sign. Right.
Yeah. There's still several of them up, or a couple.
Yeah, but they're all painted over.
They're all painted over, but you can still see like a gray area, which
all
I find interesting.
Graham.
And does that make the news?
No.
Okay. I like...
Makes the message boards. We just didn't catch it in time.
Yeah, all right. I mean, who complains?
Assholes. Assholes right. are the only people that complain.
People with the
That's
internet
true.
Is my
I'm
guess.
I'm drunk. I shouldn't.
People with the internet that have porn available to them.
They're not complaining.
No. No,
those
they're
are
busy.
The people that are complaining. No,
they're busy.
No, the only people complaining are assholes.
They don't have two
and
hands
I mean that
available.
About everything.
That sounds about right.
For the I most agree. Part, yeah. Some stuff requires some complaining. I'm trying to think of the last time
it's
I complained.
Degrees, but if you looked at it on a whole, I think everybody that activist, left wing, Occupy, every one of those dudes and
assholes.
Me and those chicks,
sure.
assholes.
Yeah.
Assholes.
Yeah. Alright. Done with that?
Suck it.
Yeah. Well, but that led me to another question.
I won that argument.
Is
I won that remark on the record.
Totally right on that. All assholes.
Okay, so I've got a plastic surgery clinic, right? And I want to advertise. I'm doing a lot. I've got a boob job sale going.
Right.
Can I not put up a before and after of some nasty boobs? Great boobs. It is not sexual. It's advertising my business. Precisely what I do. What the fuck?
Well, honestly, that is an interesting place for nudity. Because when it's clinical...
Right.
Like, nudity is either sexual or it's fucking clinical, in right. my opinion. Like, having seen nudes in college to paint, it was never... I only had a boner coming in, never going out.
I only painted very large women.
One time I had a boner going out. But for the most part, it was fine. You only painted large women.
I did.
Well, I'm not into that.
Then. Rolling women. I mean, like, hey, lots of rotund. Curves. Yes. Yeah. Lots of curves to, you know, I got to practice my shading.
Yes.
So, over and over again. It was very disappointing. You go to art school, damn it, you expect to paint some nude hot chicks, but no.
Oh, wait, so no. what was your premise for a company? You wanted to advertise on a billboard.
Yeah, my boob job clinic, and I think
lap
before and after.
Billboards get kind of gross, right? Like, so, am I right?
Maybe. Yeah.
You haven't seen, nobody in this room seen one fucking lap band surgery?
I don't
know
that I have.
No. Yeah, I have. Know. I feel like I've definitely seen lap band surgery billboards where it's like, ugh, that's a gross person. And yeah. then they sort of put a belt around them and it like tucks it in a bit. And then like, that's a way flatter belly. Like that's the,
yeah.
the, whoever she was before to marry the pictures that I saw, like now she's this person.
Yeah.
Fully changed person. And those are gross. And boobs are awesome.
Exactly.
But it'll probably... I mean, I imagine there's like a specific...
amount that I'm allowed to show.
Just so everybody knows, I pointed to a place just below my nipple. Like, 2 inches. Like, wherever it is, if you get a lot of fold, it has to just be 2 inches around the nipple. Or it has to be 5 inches, or whatever it is.
So I could just pretty much show a black bar down for the before, like down at the belly, and then a black bar up where, like, okay, they get the hint.
Get around in terms of that advertisement ever, like, hey, you now want your fuck, oh, it's great. I'm sorry, I can't even.
Yeah, it's probably pretty good.
How bad is plastic surgery? Like, does that make you a bad person? Pretty sure it does, but at the same time, I don't like bad boobs. I mean,
talk about this. Anything.
I don't know if we have.
I would love to talk about this.
No,
you guys
we,
decide.
I thought
we
have, but
I don't believe we have. But I just see people with facelifts, and I'm like, wow, you look freakish.
Yeah, totally.
So
I think there's probably some net like, or we're not talking like surgical plastic surgery. We're talking like, and
what do you mean
for like medical.
Oh, right. You got your face ripped off in a car wreck. Yeah, I have no problem there. I'm okay with that. I don't think that makes you vain if you get your face reattached.
Purely cosmetic shit.
Yeah,
like
totally.
Jobs and,
right.
And
liposuction and yeah. facelifts. Can you get like a ball tuck? Like,
sure
I'm assuming once you get old, balls, they talk... People talk about their balls hanging way down. Like,
yeah.
can you get that shit picked up?
I can't imagine. I don't see why not.
And it could be medical. Like, I'm tripping all the time over my balls.
I would imagine you could.
Okay.
Like, they can go in there and just...
I don't see why not. It's just like, taking out some skin and gluing it back to where it should be, right? Ball tuck, can you get that?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, you can get anything. All
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're a dude who's in the market for a ball tuck...
It's available.
Miami Beach, L.A.,
sixth
New
toe.
York, like...
Can I get a sixth toe?
It's
Alabama.
Not right, I don't think.
Not going to work right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think you're right there.
No, it's decorative.
Yeah, okay.
It's decorative, but
I'm not
like,
going to have increased balance.
Yeah, Texas, Minnesota.
Nevada is always on
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Nevada, yeah. yes, for everything.
They'll allow that.
Well, that's sort of strong words, but... That happens there.
Oh, okay.
They don't allow that, but that happens there.
What? Yeah. Happens in Vegas, stays in Vegas, except for you
Best
still have a sixth
surgery in the nation,
toe.
Alabama.
Really?
Not a lot of people know that. They talk a lot of shit about the red states.
Extra toe surgery.
Any toe surgery?
You're right. You're absolutely right. Best extra toe surgery.
Okay. Don't go there for a toe removal.
That's West Virginia where we go to. All
right.
You can get trade-in deals, though, can't you?
You would think.
Yeah.
Like, at least.
Take this one. And
right.
Yeah, I don't have to pay for it because you're going to sew it on some other dude.
Yeah. You're going to probably only get demo value, but.
No, I have. I think we may, after I was in the bathroom, I thought about this. Maybe my vote is that we have talked about this on the show. The only reason I say that is because I told Christine that I would look down on her if she got fucking, like, I look down on everybody
who's had anybody. Discussed at least.
And I'm not sure it's right for me to
boob
do.
Jobs.
Because we all have fucking crutches that we get through life on. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah. That's so pretty much what I thought too when I was thinking about this. Like, if that makes you feel better, but you shouldn't need that to feel better. But then again, I don't like bad boobs.
Yeah.
I'm assuming I've seen...
I don't like bad boobs.
Right, that's where it kills me, too.
No, bad boobs is the reason that... This is an overshare. Bad boobs is the reason that I understand getting plastic surgery.
That's what I'm saying.
If there were anything I could change about my body, it would be my bad boobs. For real.
Looking at going up a cup?
I swear to God, I have man breasts, and it's embarrassing, and I can't have my shirt off anywhere.
That's from, like, the football or whatever, dude.
I think it's from the pot. I think it's from the pot and the overeating, frankly.
I will beg to differ on that one.
In my youth,
of course.
Sure.
When you're under 17.
Right.
Right.
Before I was prosecuted for possession and paraphernalia. Wasn't at that time. That was a mishap.
I assume that's urban legend.
What's that?
Man boobs for smoking weed.
I've heard urban legend over here.
Never heard of it.
How much working out and right eating are you doing?
How much working out did you do when you were younger?
I played football until I was a sophomore.
You had
and
some
I was
muscle
in basketball
in there,
from
you got rid
sixth
of the muscle,
grade.
You
and I remember in sixth grade getting made fun of in the locker room for having man tits.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's some weird genetic shit then.
Yeah. I think so, because I also have to add to that. This may have been a coping mechanism. I swear to God, this is true. I was told that Gillespie's, we have a dent in our chest.
Oh, you get that.
Yeah.
Like, at the bottom point of the mid breast of the rib cage.
Yeah.
But I think everybody has that, and we have man tits. That's what I think.
Come down to my boob clinic. We're going to take care of.
What do you say?
So come down to my boob clinic. We'll get it taken care of.
Take some pictures.
Some befores.
That's the reason, like, that I sort of have an empathy for people.
Yeah.
Because I do have that part of my body that I'm like, I hate you. Every time I look at it, I'm just like, I hate you. I wish you weren't part of me. You know what I mean? So I sort of get that, like, I've done everything I could. Like, I was running, no difference. I was fucking working out, no difference. I was playing basketball when I was a kid. Like, after school fucking programs in the peak of my health. Sorry to complain.
You're just lucky, dude.
I'm not, because I can't titty fuck them. I can't give myself a blowjob.
Have you tried to titty fuck them?
Of course.
It seems like you would be able to do that.
It's like you don't know me at all.
It seems like that'd be very possible. It's a lot of bending.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
When Marilyn Manson had to remove a rib, or so I've been told. That was for blowjobs, not for titty fucking. I don't want to give Marilyn Manson a bad name. That was only so he could blow himself and not so he could titty fuck himself.
All right.
Do you guys want to say goodbye or you want to keep on trucking on this crazy shit?
This has been like the longest episode ever, right?
It has felt like a long time. It's only been an hour.
It seems like we just got started.
Yeah.
We had mirror and man boobs and jerking off to Animal House.
On the side of the dick. That's where we all started.
House. You guys ever yell at dudes? Like, I saw this dude riding by. Maybe stories from the porch.
Hey, faggot. Is that what you yelled?
No.
Uh-oh.
Not this time. It's like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's not good.
I'm out there smoking. And I hear a bike come along. See a dude on a bike with one of those little girly string backpacks.
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
I screamed out drug dealer at him. Like, rides by, I was like, drug deal!
Oh, my God.
And you got shot?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
Did you see anything? Did you peek your head about what happened?
Well, he just kept on riding.
Of course he kept on riding. You didn't get, like, a look back or anything?
No, I don't think so.
You got one. You just didn't see it.
Yeah, perhaps. I think we should start doing that for everything, though. Like, dude on cell phone. Scream cell phone.
Asshole!
Yeah, or that. Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Not just scream drug deal?
I'm sorry. I brought the mic to my face and yelled asshole into it.
That's what I was thinking so far.
Instead of moving the mic away from my face and yelling, asshole!
Like a pro.
Ugh. That's my bad, guys.
Yelling drug deal at people is way funnier than yelling whatever they're doing, I think, maybe.
Oh. What would you yell at the guy on the cell phone? Cell phone call!
Yeah.
Communication! I did it again. Yelled right into the mic.
No, that one's okay. Okay.
Oh, thank Christ.
Yeah. Oh, I think that was a little way to be an asshole.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Make definitive statements at high volume. Yeah. For people passing your peripheral vision.
Yep.
It's the scientific little way to be an asshole.
What about watching people on their cell phones? Is that something? Like, you're sitting kind of far away, but you, or like I've seen people driving down the street, and I'll see somebody using their cell phone in their car.
Right.
In your car should be safe. You shouldn't look at someone in their car.
Is it something to see somebody using their cell phones, though? Or to sit and watch somebody using your cell phone?
In public, yeah. But I would like to have the line drawn in my car.
What, you don't want to be watched in your car using
your cell phone? Just like as a polite place to say. Because at some point, right, like, cell phone in the bathroom. Like, how close are you fucking cell phone? Dude's naked talking on the cell phone in the locker room. It's a small locker room. You're right next to him. Do you look at him? No, I don't. I think that's definitely over the line. But then where in between?
So that's nothing. You don't want to get into that?
No.
Okay.
No. In the locker room, you pay attention to your own privates, and you get in and out as quickly as possible. That's the locker room rules that I was told about.
You can't have your cell phone out in the locker room, can you? I'm presuming you're taking pictures of cocks. If you got your cell phone out in the locker room.
It's very
yeah, bad. You just grab the phone and smash it immediately.
Right.
This will not happen again.
Little way to be an asshole. Every time you're in a locker room and someone pulls out a phone, just slap it out of their hand and start stomping on it.
No, I gotta say I'm with you. Like, that's completely unacceptable behavior. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And scream whatever the Penn State coach is.
Sandusky.
Yeah, Sandusky.
Jerry, start chanting. As you, like, slowly walk up to the guy. Jerry. Getting louder. Let it slap. Asshole.
There's a guy at work that kept showing up wearing a Penn State cap. Nice. Pretty much the week that the Sandusky thing broke.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
And apparently he doesn't pay attention to the news at all.
Yeah.
And it was just, eventually somebody told him or made fun of him.
You should take that pedophile hat off.
Yeah. He did, too. He came back the next day with a different hat. Yeah. Yeah. Just can't blame him.
Pedo with a like, circle and a cross through it. No pedo.
No pedo.
So what do we think about saying goodbye? Yay, nay. Keeping on trucking.
I cannot enter the conversation because I have no responsibilities tomorrow.
What time is it?
Nowhere to be.
It's 1:15.
2 o'clock.
Oh, I was lying.
It's way different.
It is. See, 1:15, you're like,
Let's keep trucking, and I'll do 30 minutes. Because I don't want to do another hour for time reasons.
Time restraints.
And maybe even 45. And you cut it into like a 52-minute show. Is that possible?
No, it'll be a long show.
It'll just be a long show.
That's my guess.
Well, I think it's been a pretty good show.
Yeah, yeah. So far, we can still fuck it up.
Well,
if we're given time.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah. This part doesn't count though.
Oh, sure.
This is all bonus.
Right. Bonus material.
It's
didn't pay nothing for this part.
I do love the like. One of the things I like on Adam Carolla's thing is that he goes, "You can send us in a question, and if we read your question on the air, you'll get nothing." Nice. I love that he yells at.
I kind of want to smoke a cigarette though.
Let's do it. Pause and then come back.
It's gonna be so confusing.
Or just let's start a new episode. It's fine, but you have to call it right now.
I don't think
first time in history.
I don't think I can stay up for another hour.
All right, then let's just take a break.
Well, I can, but. My kids are going to be here early tomorrow. That's the problem.
Well, we'll just keep podcasting until they show up.
That would actually work out if I didn't have to go to work. Smoke break.
Yeah.
We're back. Baby got?
What's that smell? I'm sorry.
Sounds of walking. Phoenix. This is the rudest question I've ever asked, and I'm really sorry. Who's the producer's name?
Fuck. Jose?
I'm so sorry, Jose.
I forgot he was over there.
So sorry.
He's so quiet.
I really feel...
Is he sitting low in the booth today? Jose, are you sitting low? Can we get you a fucked up chair?
Oh, rider.
Same chair.
I barely saw him.
Like, adjust maybe the height? It's an office chair.
Yeah, you need to boost that thing, man. I totally forgot that he was there. I let him in, too. That's the weird part.
I don't even know his name. I mean, letting a man into your home and then...
You fuck.